From Washington, this is VOA News. The voices of opposition to Burkina Faso's new leader. Reports of Nigerian schoolgirls released disputed. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Burkina Faso's opposition and civil society leaders are rejecting the army's takeover of power following the ouster of the country's longtime president. In a statement Saturday, they said the transition of power should be democratic and civilian, and that its management should not be confiscated by the army. Earlier in the day, Burkina Faso's military said it had unanimously chosen Lieutenant Colonel Yakuba Isaac Zida, the number two of the country's presidential guard, as interim head of state. Reporting in Ouagadougou, here's VOA's Anne Luck.
The military released a statement Saturday confirming that Lieutenant Colonel Yakuba Isaac Zida is in charge. The crowd cheered Zida as he made his first public declaration Friday afternoon. However, people gathered at that same public square Saturday told VOA they are worried about Zida's ties to the now ex-president. Zida suspended the constitution. He has implemented a curfew and shut the country's borders. He has given few details about what's ahead. Anne Luck, VOA News, Dakar.
A new reported statement conflicts with recent news the Nigerian government was negotiating with Boko Haram to release 219 schoolgirls kidnapped in Chibok earlier this year. In a video, the leader of Boko Haram, identified as Abubakar Shekau, said the girls are now married off and have memorized two chapters of the Quran. Shekau denied claims that Nigeria had announced it was in negotiations with Boko Haram to release the girls. He says he did not know who claimed to be representing Boko Haram in those negotiations. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Parts of Bangladesh are now lit up again after a 12-hour power outage. Authorities blame the nationwide outage on the failure of a transmission line that brings electricity from India. Other reports said the blackout came after a failure at a power station that feeds the imported electricity into the national grid. Loud cheers could be heard in Dhaka late Saturday as the lights came back in areas of the capital. British billionaire Richard Branson says he is determined to find out what went wrong with his space tourism aircraft that crashed Friday, killing one pilot and seriously injuring the other. At a press conference Saturday, Branson would not discuss any details from the accident. Federal transportation officials are in the early stages of investigating. Branson said safety has always been the top priority of the program. Local sources from Iraq's Anbar province report at least 50 tribesmen from the region were executed Friday by the group that calls itself the Islamic State. The executions are reportedly part of a mass killing campaign being carried out for resisting Islamic State rule. Yemen's political factions, including Shiite Muslim rebels who control the capital, signed an agreement Saturday to allow the president and prime minister to form a new government. The deal states calls on all sides to ask the president and prime minister to form a competent national government committed to human rights and neutrality in national affairs. A former U.S. Marine freed after spending 7 months in a Mexican prison on a gun charge is back in the United States. The State Department says it is pleased. Mexican judicial authorities ordered Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi released. Doctors say Tamarisi suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, which he developed after serving with the Marines in Afghanistan. In his weekly address, U.S. President Barack Obama said there has been progress in the economy, but there are still women earning less than men for doing the same work.
For the first time in 6 years, the unemployment rate is below 6%. And on Thursday, we learned that over the past 6 months, our economy has grown at its fastest pace since 2003. But the gains of a growing economy aren't yet felt by everyone.
Mr. Obama said women deserve fair pay and they deserve a fair shot at success. Unidentified gunmen have ambushed a group of police officers during a security operation in northern Kenya, killing at least 7 officers. Officials said Saturday at least 12 officers are missing. One report said 2 civilians were also killed. Little information has been made available on the attack, which took place in the Lake Turkana region. And again, no further details on who was behind the attack. More on all of our stories at voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.